It's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Time for the Rangers Player Show, brought to you by Ricos, the Rangers Rewards Fan Card. Score big with the card that delivers swag and experiences that Ranger fans really want. Apply today at rangersrewards.com. And joining us now, one of the best players in all of baseball and one of the most impressive all-around players and power hitters, one of my favorite hitters of all time, the great Joey Gallo joins us. Joey, how you doing?
That's quite the introduction. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I got to be honest with you. I'm a little bit ticked off right now on your behalf, not at you. I'm just very confused, and we need your help here. Evan Grant just tweeted 27 minutes ago, Joey Gallo's back. We know that. Hitting in the five hole, playing center field. 6'4", 240 playing center, right? 6'5", sorry, shorted you there. He's back, but was not among the round of invitees for All-Star Game Home Run Derby. What on earth is that all about?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure if it has to do with me being on the DL or whatnot, but I know of guys that got invited and guys are saying yes, so I wasn't invited, so makes my decision a lot easier at least. So.
But how much deliberating were you doing on that? I mean, we've kind of talked about this before. Was that something that you were passionate about, or how did it impact you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you think about doing it, especially now with the, the incentives that if you win. But, you know, it's one of those things you kind of have to weigh out because, yeah, obviously it's going to take a toll on your body. And for me, being on the DL from an oblique, It's kind of something that I've been thinking about a lot, but I don't know. So I don't have to worry about it, at least now.
Well, I'm worried about it, not just on your behalf, but either way, it doesn't matter. I think you're going to be there because you're going to be in the game as an all-star. You're hitting .276. You do have 17 home runs in just 50 games. Not only that, playing center field with a hose gunning people down, playing multiple positions and hitting all over the place. So maybe it's just you're too good now, and you're too good of an all-around player, and they think maybe you're not just a home run guy, so they're just intimidated or don't want you to be a part of it. Is that possible?
I doubt that. I'm still not even sure the MLB knows who I am, but we'll see. I don't know. Like I said, it makes my decision a lot easier. But yeah, I've been playing pretty well before I got hurt, so hopefully I can keep that trend going. And the team's been playing great, so. We're kind of just focused really on game to game and not looking too much into the future.
Yeah, let's talk about that. The team was playing really well with you, and the team continued to play really well without you. And so that's an indication that this is a good team. Six games over .500 heading into this Detroit series. So I always like to ask players this when they've been hurt for a little while, and they're kind of, what is your Joey Gallo scouting report of the Rangers as you were watching as opposed to playing every day? You've been observing this team. What have you seen during your absence?
It's just a relentless team, man. I mean, it's no matter who we put out there, they just find ways to score runs and to be in every single game and to always, have a chance to win the game. And that's kind of the identity of our team. And that's really like what we took a emphasis on in spring training was the fact that, you know, we can compete with anybody, and we're going to go out every day and just fight. And it's really proving and showing off now. But I think people are really starting to see the talent that we have on this team and how much passion we have and love for the game. And it's kind of translating to some wins now. And it's an exciting team to watch, you know. And I knew it even going into spring training and starting the season. Obviously, there wasn't much expectations, but I think people are starting to see now that there's a lot here and we have a chance to make a run.
Well, I imagine you were licking your chops as you were looking out there watching with that windscreen having blown down and the jet stream that was created.
Why is that even up, first off? Why are we even keeping that up in the first place?
It seems like it should be up at the top of the inning and then go down at the bottom of the inning.
Yeah, I mean, make it a little more, friendlier for us. Yeah. I didn't want it to be the same as 2010 when the balls were flying out of here. Yeah. That's why they drafted me.
There you go.
I come here and it's, wind's blowing in. Like, what's going on?
And it's like as soon as you're sitting there going, hey, why do we have those things? All of the pitching staff's going, Joey, be quiet. We need.
I, I no joke. I didn't even know though that's what that was. Yeah, until they said, yeah, the screens blew down. I was looking up. I was like, oh wow, like I didn't even realize those were there. So we'll see. Hopefully they can't fix them or something happens. Another storm comes through or something. I don't know. We need those things down for a few more weeks at least.
No doubt. And look at Mazzara's tape measure shot. I mean, what are you thinking when he goes 505?
Yeah, that's, well, you know, now it's not doesn't count as much because the wind was blowing. But yeah, no, I mean, that guy has stupid pop. He really can, like, I mean, he out hits me in batting practice. Like, he's putting balls on the roof in batting practice. Like, he has amazing power. I think he's starting to translate it now into the game, and it takes a while to get that stroke going because he was kind of that a contact guy, more gap to gap. But yeah, he's a strong dude. I mean, he can put the balls out there with me. But yeah, I don't know anymore. I think there needs to be an asterisk. The wind was blowing out. Doesn't really count now.
Talking to Joey Gallo here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Man, tell us a little bit about Danny Santana. First of all, I mean, you know other guys in the league, but when they become your teammates, you get to know them a lot better. What'd you know about Danny going into this year, and what have you seen from him? It seems like he's been a really big help for the team.
Yeah, I mean, he's a stud. And I remember, you know, I knew him a little bit playing against him or watching him play, and he was always a good player. I didn't really get to see him too much. But I remember just being in spring training and just watching him play and going, he'd go to the outfield and play well and go to the infield, and then he'd hit two hits a game. And, you know, he's like fighting, scrapping every at bat. He's competing. And I was like, man, this guy's a really, really good player. And he's starting to show that now on a consistent basis. But, I mean, guys like that, that's huge to have guys on the field that can not only just play every position and help us when, you know, injuries are there, but now he's pretty much playing every day, and he's a huge part of the offense. And, I mean, you know, can't say enough about him. He's a stud.
You know, I want to go back to Mazzara briefly because I was reading a Levi Weaver piece in The Athletic, and he was talking to Mazzara about this stretch Mazzara's on. And Mazzara had a quote. He said, I got to be realistic. He's talking about whether, like you said, he's going to go gap to gap or whether he's going to try to put one on the roof. He said, I got to be realistic on how I'm feeling, said Mazzara. If I'm not feeling good, I'm not going to go up there and try to hit a bomb. It's not going to happen. So sometimes when I don't feel good, I try to get hits instead and doubles and go the opposite way. I'm never going to go out there and say, I'm not feeling good. Let me put the ball in the air. It's not going to carry the same. So I try to get my hits at the same time. So now that I'm feeling good, I'm able to put the ball in the air. Does that make sense to you? And do you ever feel the same way?
Yeah, I completely understand where he's coming from. Obviously, I played with him for a long time now, and I know that. I know that he likes to get his hits, and he's not always in that mode where I am always kind of in that mode where I'm trying to, if you make a mistake, I'm going to put it in the seats. You know, that's been what I've done my whole life. And so it's a little different for him, but he's a better overall hitter, you know, because he uses the whole field. He makes contact a lot. And I think that's kind of the reason behind that, where he has power, but he's still trying to translate that on a consistent basis. And for me, it's just, I've always just been that guy. I've always just been swinging for the fences pretty much. So it's a little easier for me. But he wasn't always that guy, but he has it in him there.
So conversely, do you aspire to, quote unquote, be a better hitter? In other words, I know everyone wants to be a better hitter, but you're acknowledging what it is he does well, and you're acknowledging what you do well. Do you see maybe I need to make some changes on my end, or are you perfectly content with the path that you're on?
No, I mean, definitely I need to make changes. And that's what I kind of been doing this year was, you know, kind of figuring out what I had to do to become a better overall hitter. And for me, it was, you know, I know I'm not going to get a ton of strikes, honestly. So I have to be smart about the pitches I decide to swing at. And that's helped me out in terms of just getting walks and getting on base and producing runs for the team. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm always going to be a power guy. You know, I when I see a ball in the zone, I'm trying to hit it hard and far. Mm-hmm. So, but obviously, tinking a couple things here and there to allow my swing to play a little bit better at this level. But so yeah, that's pretty much.
Yeah, we've been fascinated by, you know, we talked to you about this in the spring too, but just the difference in the approach. Hey, let's judge this on a pitch by pitch basis, not the results of the at bat. Did I swing at a bad pitch? Did I swing at a good pitch? And you know, and going from there. And so seeing you make the adjustments has been incredible. Now to see Mazzara pick things up, and he's just on this torrid stretch right now where I think since May 10th, as Levi Weaver had, he's hitting 324, 891 OPS, and that's in 160 at-bats almost. So I guess what I'm asking here is to see you go through some awesome changes that have impacted you, to see Nomar going through those changes. Is it possible that the same types of things could be implemented for Rugi to continue to battle and fight from where he is now?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, Rugi, I still believe that he's a great player. I mean, every teammate and you know, everybody in that clubhouse believes that, you know, but it's baseball and sometimes things don't go your way. And it's tough when you're struggling to get out of that sometimes. And he works, like I said, he works harder than anybody I've ever met. And so it sometimes takes time, but you know, we believe in him. Rugi's a great player, and I've played with him since, you know, I was 18 years old, and I've seen that we've all seen that kind of capability that he has. But you know, baseball is a tough game, and sometimes that's just how it goes. But he's mentally a strong guy, and we continue to believe in him because he just goes out there and plays the game hard every day and works harder than everybody else. So kind of excited to see how he's going to perform the rest of this year because you know, I think he has some big numbers coming up for him.
And before we let you go, how are your Fortnite skills?
Yeah, a lot better now.
Really?
Yeah, a lot better. I got a monitor. I didn't realize that was like a big thing.
Yes.
So like I got a monitor now that I can bring on the road because I was playing on the TV in Arizona at the hotel and it was really, really slow. And then I was playing with Bellinger and some of those guys. They're like, dude, you need a monitor. Like, you don't have a monitor, like a TV monitor? I was like, no. So I went out and got one and now it's, I mean, I'm lights out.
All right. Are you better than Guzzi?
I don't know. I haven't played with Guzzi in a while because Guzzi has a PC now, so we can't play with him.
Okay.
Because we don't want to play on the same servers as him. So when he joins the party, we just got to kick him. I feel bad. I feel bad doing it, but it's part of it, you know?
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Those lobbies are ridiculous. Well, dude, welcome back. And, hey, we hope you're at the All-Star game, and we're going to do everything we can to let Ranger fans know that they've got a limited time to vote for you. So whether you're in the Derby or not, we think you deserve to be there All-Star Weekend. Thanks for the time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Yep, there he goes, Joey Gallo. Don't forget, tomorrow, starting at 11 a.m., is this 28 hours from 11 a.m. tomorrow?
Yeah, so 11 a.m., and then they'll go just over a day till 3 p.m. on Thursday. You can vote to get Joey and Hunter Pence both in the game.
It's crazy. So there's a little over 24 hours. Ranger fans, starting at 11 o'clock tomorrow, we need you to go to texasrangers.com/vote. Or you could simply Google Joey Gallo and Hunter Pence by name and hit the vote button that pops up via Google. But, man, I think he deserves to be there. Look at the strides, the adjustments he's made. And, man, I can't he was sitting there saying, hey, I don't think anyone knows who I am. Think about him. Seriously, that's a 6'4", 240, 250, 6'5 guy playing center field with a cannon, hitting for power, hitting for average.
I hope he doesn't really believe. Sometimes, you know, you say the modest thing, but let's not forget, what was that? Late May, where that Sports Illustrated article came out that had him ranked currently third in MVP consideration.
Yes.
People are noticing.
Yeah.
Now, you know, when you go on the DL, out of sight, out of mind, right?
Right.
But we expect him to hit the ground running tonight.
We're seeing why they had patience with him. We got to get out of here. But that is an MVP caliber player. That is the face of your franchise. You have a franchise player. And so let's get him to the All-Star game. All right, coming up next, we got a sports chart situation.
What?
And I got to tell you, why my marriage is in trouble again.
Oh,
yeah, all this is coming up next on the Ben & Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Before we get there, though, and don't forget, for appearing on this week's Rangers Player Show, Joey Gallo is going to receive a $100 gift card to Pluckers, a proud Ranger sponsor. Visit one of the 7 DFW locations today or check them out at pluckers.com.
Some wangs.
Yep.